was a good day. I didn't have to use my AK, cause I don't have one. And if I did, I guess my day would be a sad one. Got an AK,
but it's just a good day.
Yeah. I miss Big Pun. I don't remember if I heard this before or if I just been absent on this.
I'm not sure, but I think this band is called Christopher Walken on Sunshine.
Christopher Walken
on Sunshine.
Very clever. 7 past the hour. We're nothing if we're not clever here on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden in Washington. Roberta's in New York. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. I'm on the college campus at Heidelberg University. And then we have Andrea Metcalf, who is in the Windy City. She's a Chicago girl, likes having grown up in Chicago, likes living in Chicago, feels that Chicago is the place, which is true half of the year at least. You get the picture. The half, it's not a half that's together. It's the spring and the fall, wonderful in Chicago. Summer and winter, you can have it. All right, so I've made my point. The reason that Andrea is here is not to do the weather forecast. She is our fitness guru. I find that trite. You know what? We really get right down to brass tacks. Guru, that term guru is overused. Don't we all agree? Guru, she's our fitness
she's
person.
She's our goddess. Is that okay?
Fitness goddess? But
it says what you want it to say, though.
What, guru?
Yeah, it just tells us that she knows everything we need to know about fitness.
Everything she knows applies to the world of fitness. She lives her life. Every muscle that she has, she works every second of every day, and that's why she looks the way she does.
Well, I have to tell you guys, I play co-ed flag football on Wednesday nights.
You do?
And we had another W in the column.
Good.
Really? So, awesome.
So yeah, you play fun. Against whom? How does that work? Explain to the audience
how
that
is
works.
Is it co-ed or is it female?
Yeah. Co-ed. It's co-ed football. You wear flags, and it's a shorter field, and there's 3 girls and 5 guys on the field at any given time, and every third play has to be with a girl. But I realized something about myself yesterday that was kind of funny. I naturally tried to push people out of the way. I guess it's called stiff arming.
Yes.
And I got a penalty.
Yeah.
I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You can't stiff arm." I said, "No, I was trying to push them out of the way."
Right, exactly. Stiff arm.
So how does that work? What is it? Explain, because I don't know what stiff arming is.
Stiff arm is when you're running down the field with the ball, and somebody comes to try and tackle you, and you just put your arm out full.
Oh.
Full length.
I'm with you, Andrea. It's football.
And
that's what you're supposed to do, is take the ball and run.
It's like the guy who holds, grabs the mask on the helmet and throws the guy down. Is that the sort of thing we're talking
face
about?
Face masking?
Yeah.
A lot of times when people stiff arm, they do face mask at the same time, but it's two separate penalties.
Oh, it is.
Two separate
is that our
infractions.
New question on Facebook? Yeah. When you stiff arm, do you face mask? Or?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I want to know about the other women who are playing. Who are these other women and who are the men and how did you happen to get this going? This is something we ought to encourage. I think more women ought to play this kind of football, not regular football.
This is a lot of fun. Well, I played in a co-ed softball league with the Tribune in Chicago, this blogger team.
Yeah.
And we played against Wall Street Journal, The Reader, and people that were close to my age. And so they wanted to know if we wanted to do something in the fall. And they said, flag football. I said, sign me up. It sounds like fun. The first day I showed up to the field, though, I was asking, where's The Reader and The Wall Street Journal people in the Sun Times? Because they were people like me in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. And we play against a bunch of 20-year-olds. So I'm like, wait, these are my kids. I'm going to get hurt here. And I haven't, and I've scored a touchdown at least once, and I play quarterback once in a while, because you have to have a girl throwing every once in a while, and it's been a blast.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Well, you are tuned into that. I don't think I told you this on the air. I'm not sure I told you this off the air. There were a couple of ladies who came to me a couple of weeks ago to run a boot camp on the farm. Did I tell you that?
No.
Fun.
They are absolutely adorable, delightful. And they came to an open house that we had at the farm a few months ago and were walking around, looking around. And because they run this boot camp every day in the morning, they start at 5:45 and they bring men and women in. And they had done most of it indoors, but they've been looking around for an outdoor place from May until about this time
of
year.
All of a sudden, Doug's going to figure out how to use his video camera.
Right, yeah.
she looks a lot like you, Andrea, in fact, and has this energy about her, and then her partner, the girl that she's been friends with for all of her life, who just had a baby, and she says, there are obvious things that happen to a woman when they're having their children, as exemplified by Jessica Simpson, I guess. So this woman was working to try to get her baby fat off, and in turn, they have become great friends in this effort. And so they invite people in. Sometimes there's a dozen, sometimes a couple of dozen people, and they use their bodies like you. It sounds like a page. I even told them about you and how it is basically your tenet that you use the muscles in your body as you live your life. You think about when you're walking. You think about your arms moving and your shoulders and all these sorts of things. And that's what they do at this boot camp. And I'm very respectful of people who are thinking about that. It's kind of the counter to the concerns that we all have about so many people getting to be so big.
Well, are you doing this boot camp too, or are you going to jump in eventually?
Well, what I might do, because they do it in the morning at 5:45, and they do it in the afternoon at 5:45. So they spend an hour in the morning, and the hour, I can't do it in the morning because I'm on the air. But in the afternoon, she actually said to me, "Are you going to join us?" And I said, "Yeah, I might, as you know, conditions allow." During the heavy work time in the summertime, I'm most of the time at that hour of the day out in the hayfield. But if I'm around the farm, I think it would be very cool. I like the idea of what they're doing, and I want to encourage them as much as I can, because I think it's the kind of thing that more and more people ought to do. So I wondered whether you'd come across these sorts of groups that are in your travels or even in Chicago.
Sure.
Trying to stimulate
them. I used to teach naked boot camp, which meant that we had the bare essentials for fitness out in different parks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know. I like boot camps. A lot of that, it's a great way. It's camaraderie. It's team. You feel like part of a team. There's a social energy. And, that's cool.
You encourage people to get into it. All right, Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness person in a moment, ways to pamper your feet with exercise. That's up next here on Good Day.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales. And you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Check out Andrea Metcalf at DougStefan.com, one of our important contributors. Every day we're into health and fitness, and she's very good when it comes to fitness. She's on the go all the time. She's teaching people all over the country and all over the world about how to maintain their bodies or make them better, which is certainly something that we want to do. All right, so we have 10 ways now for you to pamper your feet using exercise, and we've enlisted the help of our big-voiced announcer to bring us from number 10 to number 1.
Number 10.
There you go, Andrea.
All right, so the first thing you should do is use a rolling pole. They're not just a rolling pin. They're not just for making pizza dough anymore. Put your feet on them, and before bed or first thing in the morning, roll out your feet. But don't forget to wash the rolling pin before you stick it back in the drawer.
Number 9.
Do some toe grippers. Put your feet on a towel on the floor and scrunch the towel into a ball using just your toes. That helps strengthen the muscles in your feet.
Number 8.
I'm going to do this. I'm taking my shoes off right now. I'm going to do some of these while you're explaining what to do. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
The next one's marble picking. You're going to throw some marbles on the floor, some rocks, and try and pick them up with your feet and hold them in the air.
Mm-hmm. Number 7.
Does that work better for people who have higher arches? Like, women usually have better arches on their feet than men do.
It actually is great for anyone who has any kind of foot pain because it helps release the, it stretches out the tendons in the feet and gives your little bones in there some space. Number 7 is soak your feet. Epsom salts really work for soaking your feet and other tired muscles.
Number 6.
Draw the alphabet with your big toe. So an A, B, C, D all the way through. This is a great exercise for anyone who has weak ankles or sprains their ankles often. This really helps strengthen the muscles that go a little bit higher up.
I wish we had
number 5
here, Richie. You could see me on the floor doing.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. I'm doing the alphabet now.
Yeah, there's one thing I really need to see this morning is your feet.
I can't
number
imagine.
Five.
Make sure you've got socks on, Doug. The next one is gym it. In other words, anytime you can, wear flats or comfortable shoes. I think even for women here, we wear heels too much, too long. And some cool shoes like
Jennifer?
The Dance Center.
Jennifer, are you listening?
It's either flip-flops or high heels. I am the worst.
Number 4.
Okay, so skip the flip-flops, skip the mules. Yeah. Wear something with something on the back of your heel to protect your feet.
What's a mule?
A mule is like a slip-on shoe.
A backless heel.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes.
Number 3.
That would be bad for your feet, yeah.
I found this product called Boot Tight. So they actually have the sock built into the nylon, so you don't have to put on your nylons and then a pair of socks in order to keep your feet comfortable in boots. So try some Boot Tights. Even you,
Number guys. 2.
Heel walks. If you must wear high heels, which I do as well, make sure at the end of the day you take off your shoes and walk on your heels with your toes in the air. This will help lengthen that tendon that you're shortening all day long and stretch out your calf.
Number 1.
Your shin muscles, too.
And then my favorite thing is to take some golf balls, freeze them, and then roll those on the bottom of your feet when you get home. Again, I like to wear high heels and sexy shoes, too.
You know what else is fun to do with frozen golf balls?
Take care of your feet.
What? Stick them in your little brother's bed under his sheets when he goes to sleep at night.
That sounds great. I'm rolling those on my feet tonight.
Why do they have to be frozen?
Because then they're cold and ice helps, you know, decrease inflammation.
Oh, okay. Frozen golf balls. There's a visualization. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru. Check out nakedfitness.com or andreametcalf.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Spooks have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand. Demons take one look and groan, and hit the road for parts unknown. And there's no wraith like a spooky sperm.
They don't like it.
That's some oldie, goody, goldie, far rusty rack of Halloween songs. Appropriate from now through next Monday for sure. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Snippets of songs from all eras of most of our lives are appropriate, mean different things to us.
Well, we're back here in the
different
little rusty rack.
Right. Witchcraft, Mr. Sinatra.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare.
It's witchcraft. I always think of Roberta when I hear the song for some reason or another.
Me too.
And I've got no
One of the stories at DougSteffen.com today, most popular Halloween costumes for adults, Charlie Sheen. No surprise in that.
Yeah.
Charlie was smart enough to make a deal so that he gets a cut out of every Charlie Sheen mask that gets sold.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. All right, so that story is at DougSteffen.com. Here's our poll. Actually, yesterday's poll has to do with the costumes that you may be planning to wear for Halloween. Let's see how this shakes out. 25% of you said you weren't planning on dressing up for Halloween. Okay.
Boo.
So let's see. Yeah, I know. 15% said you wanted a scary costume. Let's see here. 14% said a sexy costume. 13% said a celebrity costume. 12% said political. And 10% said superheroes were going to be big.
This is big. Can I make a comment about sexy business. Costumes?
Business. You say what?
Can I make a comment about sexy
Jennifer,
costumes?
Jennifer, you may say whatever it is that's on your mind.
Do you have one?
Yeah, but not that I wear for Halloween.
Please. Private parties only.
Private parties only,
private
exactly.
Private parties only, yep. Yeah.
Ladies, you have to be real careful about the sexy costumes because, really, they're kind of appropriate in your 20s, but, like, I've seen a 50-year-old sexy Dorothy, and it doesn't work out so much.
Really?
Do the regular Dorothy. Do the normal skirted Dorothy.
See, my wife did a cat a few years ago, and
cats
it was just like a
borderline.
Black
That's
leotard type thing. I was like, phew, well, hello.
Well, there's no age limit for cats. It's like the little, I'm talking about the fairy tale characters, like sexy Snow White and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just go for the full-length costume after a certain age. I don't know. It's just weird. It's bizarro.
Mondo bizarro.
So what are you going to be this year, Jennifer?
Well, I'm not dressing up this year because I already dressed up. I was a hippie.
You looked actually kind of cute the other night at the party at your mother's house.
Thank you. I did pretty good, didn't I?
How'd you like that for a compliment? You looked actually kind of cute.
Actually, you were pretty cute. Yeah. The funny
thing
is...
Why is it that you... have to
trying
always
to help you.
You're trying to help me.
You're never
going to
pick up chicks with those kind of lines, dude. Yeah.
Right. He wasn't trying to, though. But I will tell you that the outfit that I wore for Halloween was actually something I wear to work. My hippie dress is something that I wear all the
That's
time.
That's why it's so scary over at CRN Digital.
Back in.
Our poll today focuses on Halloween being Monday, and then right after that, the Christmas shopping season begins for some. Others have already finished their Christmas shopping, so we're asking you about whether or not you've started and how it's going, if you are Christmas shopping, in fact, at the poll at DougStephan.com. A, I'm finished. B, I'm about halfway done. C, I've just gotten a few things. D, I barely have started. E, I don't start till November. F, I don't start till December. And then there's not one for me.
G,
I don't buy any Christmas crates.
G, I had big plans until my property tax bill just came.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Summer.
All right. So, Jennifer, do we have that on Facebook? What are we following on Facebook?
Facebook, we're talking about the super broccoli.
That's right, too. Okay. Maybe we can ask a question, though, about Christmas shopping, or maybe
sure,
we save
that
for Monday. You want to do that. It's time for us to think a little bit about what we are eating. And because of that, Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, has a very important look at the portion sizes that you've gotten used to. You might want to check that out as well at DougStephan.com.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the National Security Agency is helping battle growing fears of international hackers targeting Wall Street banks. The agency is offering military and private defense contractors to help banks defend against cyber attacks. Over 100 countries are estimated to have hacking capabilities strong enough to cause harm. In other news, Twitter usernames and hashtags are showing up all over television, and it shouldn't be a surprise. The company is actively working with producers to integrate the service into your favorite shows. Twitter has been working on this strategy for years and hopes its service can guide our conversation around the TV. And finally, the Department of Energy will invest $60 million over the next 3 years to help develop a technology called concentrated solar. This is just a fraction of the money being spent by the government towards creating cost-effective solar-powered energy. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I'm in a state of inundation from endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more. Plus free haul away and delivery that's really free. On brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 9th.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Good Day program is 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Richie, and I are here. Your calls are being answered by Michael Fortier at 800-510-8255. Some things from DougStefan.com. A couple of items that have to do with what we eat. You know, there's a lockout now, Roberta. The NBA players are locked out. There's a big
deal. Although I heard they're making progress today.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Al Harrington.
Is it over money? Or?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Of course.
Al Harrington, what Richie said, who cares?
Yeah, really.
I don't know that Jimmy Beal, except this is kind of a cute story. Al Harrington, who's an NBA player, was trying, but he didn't make it. The story at DougStefan.com about him eating a record-sized cheeseburger. We have a picture of the cheeseburger at DougStefan.com. Wait till you see the size of this monster.
I guess if you're bored, why not try to eat a cheeseburger that's huge, right?
And in a related food story, excuse me, Georgia police are on the hunt for a man who firebombed a Taco Bell yesterday.
By going to the bathroom?
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't pretty much anybody who eats there firebomb the Taco Bell?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Stick around long enough.
What's a chalupa?
A chalupa is kind of like a taco, but it's
like a
more
fried taco, isn't it?
Is
it? Like a
the wrap is more of like a bread. It's like a flat bread or a doughy type thing, and not a crisp.
He was unsatisfied with the amount of meat that was in his chalupa.
Oh.
And went back to the manager, and the manager said, "What do you want for 99 cents? So the guy went out and got a firebomb and blew up the...
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I hate an unmeaty chalupa. Come on.
Yeah, I got news for you, dude. Even if they put more meat in it, it isn't meat.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, what was it last year? The big story that went around for a few months where it was kind of cardboard.
Stuff, right?
It was filler. It was only like 63% meat, and the rest was byproduct filler.
Yeah. Perfect. Mm. All right. So maybe what he should have done is gone and get the rest of Al Harrington's cheeseburger.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 patties on Al Harrington's cheeseburger, and I'm talking about half pound. Quarter pound patties. That's a big boy there.
Yeah. All right. So send that to the guy who blew up the Taco Bell, will you, Richie? 25 for the hour.
Where's the beef?
There is a lot of discussion in our country today. As you know, I'm very proud of my alma mater, Heidelberg University, and I'm here in Tiffin for our, what do we have? Every three or four times a year we get together. Board gets together and has meetings for two or three days, and so I'm here for that. And one of the things we will be talking about this weekend, the ability of you and your family to get loans. Student loans have been a big issue. So I invited Lindsay Suey, who is in charge of our the Office of Admissions at Heidelberg, vice president in charge of that area, to spend a few minutes with us talking about this issue, the problems that small private schools, medium-sized private schools, or any private schools are having. And I don't know that it necessarily is just private schools. Lindsay, you've heard me say this 100 times in board meetings, how annoying it is to see the state, and Ohio is a perfect example. The taxpayers in Ohio subsidize, to the tune of jillions of dollars, the state-run school system, Ohio State and the others that are part of that system, and they take money away from, or it seems that they have, I don't know if they put it back, they've taken money away from the private allocations that have gone to, in Ohio, most people think, as they look the situation over, there are a few states in our country that have as many good private colleges and universities as Ohio. So what sense does it make for the state to take away money from the privates to make the publics bigger, and now you see the tuitions increasing because money is short in the public sector, so maybe now more people are looking at the private sector, but the problem everybody is having is how to pay. Now, the amount of money it costs to go to a school like Heidelberg, I think our tuition has been set next year at about $33,000, right, Lindsay?
Isn't that for 2011-12, tuition is $23,000, and then comprehensive with tuition, room and board, the whole chalupa, as you were just talking about, we're at $32,600.
Okay. So how do we have 1,100 students at Heidelberg. How do the average students here pay the bill?
Our average students, a combination of a lot of different sources out there. Schools like Heidelberg and then the other private schools within Ohio and within the United States give a lot of money, a lot of university money to our students to assist them through scholarships and grants. And so a large portion of the way that students pay for school is with their own savings and with the money that hopefully they've been saving and planning to go to college, and then with help from the university, especially in the private system.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and then the other main chunk of that then, and what's been in the news the last few days, is through federal and private student loans.
Right.
So expand on help from the university. What does that mean? If it costs $33,000 for 1 year at Heidelberg, or many schools around the country, how much help does the university give, and how do you get that help on average?
It varies the type of school that you're looking at, but a lot of schools, especially in Ohio, it's a very competitive market. You're going to see schools, on average, give anywhere between 35 to 55% what we call a tuition discount to our students. And a lot of times that's right off the bat. That's merit money, so money that's based upon a student's high school or if they're transfer student, their college experiences and how they've done, and that's through the form of scholarships and grants.
And Lindsay, does the scholarship money go to athletics or to academics usually at Heidelberg?
Well, at Heidelberg, it only goes to academics. We're NCAA Division III, and so we do not award any athletic scholarship money. So all the scholarship money that we give is based on academics.
Lindsay, let me ask you this.
By the way, just as an aside, our football players, on average, have had a better, the last few years, GPA. Lindsay knows she's chuckling to herself now, because I haven't been over the years a big fan of the football program, because I think it took away too much from the rest of the way the school was run. Now, the students that are being recruited here as football players have had, at least over the last 2 or 3 years, right, Lindsay, a better GPA on average than the rest of the students.
That's true, that our student athletes do a phenomenal job, and our coaches have some great programs in place for them to make sure that they are doing the things that they need to do academically, making sure that they're in the classroom, performing on and off the field.
Right,
so we're very proud of that.
Okay, back to scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
You say that there's a 30 to 50% straight off the top discount for certain. How come we just don't make the cost of school across the board cheaper, discount it for everybody? What is the advantage of having targeted tax cuts or targeted scholarships?
They, for the most part, are recruiting tools. We have seen some schools, and we were one of them about 10 years ago, that cut tuition, that said, this is a silly game that we're playing. Let's just make the price, because of the Saturn car model. And so some schools have done that or tried that in the past, just cutting tuition, said, okay, we're not going to give these scholarships, and we're just going to make the cost. And that didn't sit well in a lot of cases with students and families because it is an arms race, and students and families like to be able to say, well, what am I getting for scholarship money, and what, how am I going to be recognized for the accomplishments that I've had, and that type of model.
So it's basically, it's the sales model. We have to mark the price up so we can mark the price down.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
It
now,
is.
You understand that as a former car salesman, Richie. That's how it works. So with the focus on the president and his proposal to provide some relief to those who have to borrow to go to school, mm-hmm. I wasn't sure whether that was for now or for those who have already gone and graduated. I wonder what you know about this. What sort of guidelines are you getting for this new program?
Well, what I've seen that it is for future borrowers. There are two elements of the proposal that the president talked about yesterday. The first expands a program for students who are part of what's called an income-based repayment plan, and that's based upon a calculation, and there's, for more details on this, people can go to studentaid.ed.gov to see if they would qualify, but it's for students who have federal student aid or federal student loans, and it's an income-based reduction. So if students right now, with the plan that came into place 2 years ago, if students pay on their, or past borrowers pay for 25 years, they pay based on 15% of their income. That's what their repayment is based on. Then after the 25 years, if there's a balance, then that loan is forgiven. The new proposal drops it to payment for 20 years, and it's a 10% of the income. And so that's for people who have borrowed and who do qualify for this. The White House estimates about, I think right now there are 450,000 in the program.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more qualify for that, but they've not signed up for it. And
so,
you know, there's several things out there that say they just didn't publicize the program well, so a lot of people don't know about this program.
So how is that loss of what's not being paid made up? Who eats that?
Well, the government, if they're federal loans, that so it would be default on federal loan programs.
Yeah, so we exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of the program then that the president talked about yesterday was a consolidation program. So students, this is for current students who have federal loans, and they have to be all federal loans. They can't, you cannot consolidate your private loans and your federal loans, and there's a short window, so it'll be from January 2012 to June 2012 when you can consolidate those loans and have a slight reduction in the interest rate.
Did you borrow money to go to school, Lindsay?
I did, yes.
Yeah. How long is it going to take you to pay it back?
It took me about 5 years.
Yeah. See, I think this is, there's some stuff, my daughter's still paying her stuff
who
off.
Would want to pay for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
25 years.
I mean, you know how much interest you're going to pay? Overall,
my nephew is so smart. My nephew is just graduating. He did community college for 2 years. Then he went to the University of Maryland for 2 years. He was able to pay for all of it up front with the, you know, help of his parents, working a part-time job. He'd saved some. They'd saved some. The whole thing. So, I mean, who wants to go and get $100,000, $200,000 in debt?
Mm-hmm. And that's a sticky thing, and we work with a wide spectrum of people. We work with people who have started saving and planning for their child to go to college from birth, and we work with students who have had no family support and might be their senior year in high school and they want to go to college, and there's no money there for them to do that.
Right.
And so what we take a very individualized approach to work with each of those students in their situation to find what is going to be best for you. And we are working a lot more with our area community colleges because we're seeing more and more students take that route.
Right.
And so we're building agreements and trying to help those students and steer them that direction if that's best for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. You got to be creative, for sure. I just wanted people, because people are talking, there's a lot of this in the news. I thought I'd get your perspective.
Last comment, by the way.
Yeah, Richie.
If you go back to the game of where you don't give the 30 to 60% discount and you keep it down there, and the kids realize that your school is $20,000, $30,000 less than every other school, they will start coming back to you. You just have to keep it there. That's what Saturn did. That's why it worked for them.
Different industries, but I think there's definitely some lessons that can be learned there.
It's all sales.
All right, Lindsay, thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Suri,
thank you for the time.
Charge
very
mission
cool.
at Heidelberg University here in Tiffin. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with his daily dose of important information and obesity update next on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
At 12 minutes before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program and our daily dose of Dr. Ken Kronhaus's information. We have an obesity update. I don't know what this could go in any number of directions, so I guess I'll leave it to you, Ken, to bring us down whatever path. This is more info on numbers or how people can lose weight or what do we have here?
The latest information, New England Journal of Medicine in your backyard this morning. Even a diet, a year after dieters shed a good chunk of their weight quickly, Doug, their hormones are still insisting eat, eat, eat. Dieters who have regained weight are not just slipping back into their old habits, but are struggling against a persistent biological urge. They saw six hormones in the body still high, urging you to eat a year after losing significant weight loss.
So what is that? How does that apply? Does it, if you're on a diet, like we spent, 6 months getting people to lose weight with our...
It just means it's hard, and people should understand that it's not all their fault. It's biology fighting their weight loss.
Well, but it means that after you lose the weight, that your body is still training itself to learn the new calorie intake that you're giving.
That's why the MetaFast thing was a good deal for me.
Well, but even then, I've gained 10 pounds back, then I've just lost 5 of again. But you
didn't stay on the MetaFast thing. You get off of it, right?
Well, I got off of it, and I gained 10 pounds back over the summer. Yeah. So it just means my body's still looking for those calories that I used to eat for my whole life.
The hormones are elevated, making you eat.
Right, right.
All right, so what else, Ken, on the obesity update?
Extra weight may also make your annual flu shot less effective.
What?
Also,
just
it's never
more flu vaccine.
It's also never too late to lose weight. Teens who are overweight or obese have higher chances of dying from heart disease, Doug, down the line, but the extra risk virtually vanishes if they shed the spare pounds as adults.
Really?
And also, sleepy teens, they're more prone to weight gain, American College of Chest Physicians this morning.
Sleepy teenagers more prone to weight gain. Why would that be?
There's a lot of good things that happen while you sleep. We know this in adults. If you want to lose weight, it's diet, exercise, and getting enough sleep.
Getting enough sleep. So 7 to 8 hours, you get less than that, you're liable.
For adults. Teenagers need more.
More sleep because their bodies are still growing. They need that rest to build up the bone structure and the organs and the muscles and stuff.
Exactly.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you?
Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan, and hit the road for parts unknown.
Alright, so this is from Disney's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which wasn't quite the same as the movie we were talking about yesterday, which starred Johnny Depp. It was the same story, but treated a bit differently, wouldn't you agree? What was Tim Burton's take on this? It was
a little darker, to say the least.
Yeah, right. So it's Bing Crosby with The Headless Horseman, and that movie was big during the Halloween period of 1949. I remember seeing that as a kid, and it scared the living, you know what I mean. All those Disney movies, Fantasia with the brooms chasing, I mean, it was scary stuff for a kid. I don't think I was the only one. You know, you all laugh at me because I don't like creepy crawly.
It's dark stuff. Yeah.
Dark stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so where's Chuck? I haven't heard him pipe in yet. What's the story?
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Nice if you put the thing on.
Yeah, well.
Okay. All right. It's not that we take you casually, Chucker. It's Rich who pays no attention to the fact that you're actually there.
Dr. Ken was holding his position hostage.
All right. So what do you remember about the first time you saw the Legend of Sleepy Hollow, not the Tim Burton version?
I can't say I have much of a memory of it at all.
Really?
No, I really don't.
Oh. All right. So anybody else remember?
I knew the story as a child, but I can't remember the first time I was introduced to it. Yeah. Cannot.
Yeah. What about you, Roberta? You remember the Legend of Sleepy Hollow when you were a child? Good. Hey, this is working out well.
Although, in retrospect, let me take a step back. It might have been in the Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Yeah. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow in the Scooby-Doo cartoon, yeah.
But didn't they do a Mickey Mouse version? I remember that as a kid.
Yeah, I think they did.
Right.
Yep. All right, anyway, let's get to our contest today. A Halloween movie that was scary as all get out.
Okay.
This week, Halloween during 1990, saw this movie as number one. This is, I saw a trailer and it scared the bejesus out of me. Here's
Bill,
the first
why don't you cover the living room? Chris, why don't you check out back? And Lloyd, take the kitchen. And I'll just coordinate. I'll just stay right here.
It was supposed to be funny. You got it, Chucker? You got that? You know the movie?
I'm not sure.
All right, Richie, you know. All right, so we have some people that are wondering what this is. It was supposed to be funny, and I heard from people that went to it that it was absolutely scary, as you can imagine. 800-510-8255. Number when you figure out what the movie is, you'll get a swell Doug Steffen prize if you have never won before on Movie Moments. Here's the next clue.
Chris, I'm scared to death.
Yeah, we all are. But our brains secrete a neurotransmitter that enables us to deal with them. Come on.
I don't think I have that particular neurotransmitter.
All right. Getting closer? You know it, but you don't know it from listening to this.
Okay.
All right, last clue, audio.
Honey, we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
All right, that's the gimme.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. It really wasn't funny, though, was it?
Well, I think it was supposed to. Wasn't it, Chucker, originally aimed at being moderately funny, that movie?
Yeah, well, yeah, they mixed genres. I think they advertised it as a thrillomedy, which is a half thriller, half comedy.
A right. Thrillomedy.
It's a tough combination.
That's an actual word, right?
Thrillomedy?
Thrillomedy.
Whatever it is, it was.
I actually think they made it up, but I like that movie.
All right, Chucker has movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Chucker, what's in the movie news department?
Doug, according to the mostly reliable Deadline Hollywood Daily website, the Farley brothers, who just wrapped shooting their long-planned Three Stooges movie, are already looking to move forward with a sequel to the 1994 comedy hit Dumb and Dumber, and the plan is to bring back Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels as the characters of Floyd and Harry. That was a very, very funny movie. They did a sequel with other actors. That was terrible. But if Carrey and Daniels agree to do it, I think it could be a big hit. And while promoting his new film, Heist Tower, Eddie Murphy telling Rolling Stone magazine that he has no interest at this point in doing a fourth installment in the Beverly Hills Cop series. He'd rather stay home and play the guitar and make movies when he feels like it.
They wait 20 million.
Pretty accurate.
They'll change. All right, Richie, who's there?
Nobody has the correct answer, Doug.
All right, Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia, yeah.
The movie from Halloween 1990, Arachnophobia. 50-